Good morning, everyone. I am Alan Warren, the minister at Appleby United Church, and thank you for tuning in to my second podcast. We are in a series of messages on Appleby's mission statement, and today's message is Walking with Jesus, We Welcome the Stranger. A bit of an interesting topic amidst the COVID-19 lockdown. Maybe after you finish listening today, you can think about picking up the phone and calling a few of the people that you would have been seeing at church this morning. Please remember to wash your hands often, practice what is called social distancing, and limit the number of times you have to go out. Make a long grocery list so it'll last you for maybe a week and a half, but not a month. Barry Bowen sent me a very interesting email and said something he really liked about my last week's message, and that is he got to choose his own hymns. So Barry thought of going on YouTube and hearing his favorite hymns. So after this message today, I would also invite you to go on YouTube and try and pick out a few of your favorite hymns, or maybe a great Beatles tune you liked, or a symphony, and listen to it. Let us pray now. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you are a little on edge because of the COVID-19 virus? I'd ask you to put your hand up on Sunday, so I guess I'll ask you to do it now. Thank you. Well, today you are going to get an opportunity to think a little bit about that through the message of Walking with Jesus, We Welcome the Stranger. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Today you will learn a little bit about the ancient sacred duty of the gift of hospitality and how we might do it in the face of COVID-19. And we'll hear a lot of good news stories in the midst of this crisis, and I think we all really need to hear a few good news stories. Now, it just dawned on me, I forgot to read the scriptures. So let's do that now. Our first one is from Hebrews chapter 13, beginning at the first verse. It's entitled, How to Please God. Keep on loving one another as Christians. Remember to welcome strangers in your homes. There were some who did this and welcomed angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Remember those who are suffering as though you were suffering as they are. Verse 16. Do not forget to do good and to help one another, because these are the sacrifices that please God. So that was Hebrews 13, 1 to 3 and 16. And now we'll read an Old Testament lesson from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 15. It is entitled, A Son is Promised to Abraham. And it really talks to us about the sacred duty of hospitality. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the sacred trees of Mamre. As Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the hottest part of the day, he looked up and saw three men standing there. As soon as he saw them, he ran out to meet them. Bowed down with his face touching the ground, he said, Sirs, do not pass by my home without stopping. I am here to serve you. Let me bring some water for you to wash your feet. You can rest here beneath this tree. I will also bring a bit of food, and it will give you strength to continue your journey. You have honored me by coming to my home, so let me serve you. They replied, "Thank you, we accept." Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, take a sack of your best flour and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and picked out a calf that was tender and fat and gave it to a servant who hurried to get it ready. He took some cream, some milk, and the meat and set the food before the men. There under the tree, he served them himself and they ate. Then they asked him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" "She is in the tent," he answered. One of them said, "9 months from now, I will come back and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was behind him at the door of the tent listening. Abraham and Sarah were very old, and Sarah had stopped having her monthly periods. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, "Now that I am old and worn out, can I still enjoy sex? And besides, my husband is too old." Then the Lord asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Can I really have a child when I am so old?' Is there anything too hard for the Lord? As I said, 9 months from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son." Because Sarah was afraid, she denied it. "I didn't laugh," she said. "Yes, you did," he replied. "You laughed." Thanks be to God for these words. I often ask you if I can tell you a little story about myself. And I think it was Monday. I was coming out of the grocery store and two women were off to the side where all the carts are usually stored and they were trying to pull them out. And I remember what one of the women said. I think one must have been a little frantic and the other said, "I know this is a difficult time, but don't worry, we are going to get through this." What a nice message for one stranger or shopper to say to another. Don't worry, we are going to get through this. When the message is over, I want you to think of some of the hopeful signs in your neighborhood or apartment building in the midst of this crisis. And feel free to email me your story at reverendallanuc@gmail.com. reverendallanuc@gmail.com. Or you can call me at the church Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday mornings. Keep on loving one another as Christians. Remember to welcome strangers in your homes. There were some who did that and welcomed angels without knowing it. Keep on loving one another. Welcome strangers in your homes. That is a little hard to do right now because of the COVID-19 lockdown. Maybe the new revised standard version is a little more hopeful in this case. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. The author to the Hebrews is really challenging their congregation. Mutual love is not only about loving family and friends, but also showing kindness to strangers. Like the woman at the grocery store I mentioned earlier. think of Jesus' well-known parable of the Good Samaritan that drives home a similar point. Helping those who have been left by the side of the road. Hospitality, or kindness to strangers, was a sacred duty in the ancient world, and our passage from Genesis today reinforces that. Abraham was taking a break in the heat of the day by sitting at the entrance of his tent under a nice shade tree. How many of you have ever taken a break under a nice shade tree in the summer? Maybe you've been cutting the lawn or working in the garden and you need a break. I know I have. Or what about sitting in the entrance to your garage with the door up in the summer? Then you see three strangers approaching on the sidewalk. Do you say hi from your chairs? Do you get up and get another chair and invite them to come and sit down and have a chat if they would like on this beautiful day? Abraham does. He springs into action and invites the weary travelers to take a rest by offering them water to wash their feet, food, and drink. Do you notice who ends up doing the work? Sarah, in the kitchen making fresh biscuits, and the servant who gets the meat ready for the barbecue. Abraham stands around and supervises. Does that sound familiar at all? I think so. Well, in our current situation, we cannot invite strangers into our homes or even shake hands with our new neighbors. But you need to remember, this too shall pass. You will be able to invite people to have a seat with you in the entrance of your garage, or extend a hand in friendship to new people you have just met again. Friday's paper mentioned that on Thursday, there was no new cases reported in Wuhan, China, the origin of the outbreak. The worst is over for them, and so in time, the worst will be over for us too. So how do we show mutual love and kindness to strangers in such difficult times? While the newspapers and internet are full of terrible news about the relentless spread of the disease, the newspaper is also full of good news stories of neighbors helping neighbors. Neighbors they knew beforehand and neighbors they didn't, strangers. The first I noticed was last Monday. It was a kind-hearted response to the pandemic-style hoarding. Hamilton residents launched a social media campaign to help those who are sidelined in the midst of the tumult. The public Facebook group was called Caremongering-Hamilton, Ontario, and they had surpassed 2,000 members. As the article said, definitely this model is showing that people have hearts and care for each other. In the post, a man said, he is happy to assist anyone, groceries, dog walking, just text, call to make sure you are okay. Another post asked where she could buy distilled water for an older couple that needs it for their breathing equipment. Neighbors trying to help neighbors. I thought it was amazing. One person said she was troubled to see seniors struggling among the throngs of shoppers rushing to emptying shelves in Burlington. And it was as if the grocery stores heard. John Schwark, Applebee's custodian, told me at lunch this week some grocery stores were opening an hour earlier for seniors. It would be safer because the store was disinfected the night before. When I went online, it said many of the Loblaws chain of grocery stores, Shopper Drug Marts, and the Sobeys line of stores were opening an hour early for seniors. Isn't that fantastic news? Absolutely. Margaret Wheatley, in her book, Turning to One Another, has this to say in a chapter, What We Believe About Others. We have a great need to rely on the fact of human goodness. Human goodness seems like an outrageous fact, especially when we are confronted daily with mounting evidence of the great harm we do to one another. Yet there is nothing equal to the human creativity, human caring, and human will. We can be incredibly generous, imaginative, and open-hearted. We can do the impossible, learn and change quickly, and extend instant compassion to those in distress. And these are not behaviors we keep hidden. We exhibit them daily. We figure out this problem or that at work and at home. We extend a hand to someone in need. Further on in the book, Margaret states, "This is the true irony of disasters. They show us how good the majority of people are." Almost to prove that point, Wednesday's paper had an article entitled, "Pandemic Brings Out the Best in Canadians." Armed with hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes, Jennifer Tufel Shatila and her family, seven in all, went about their Burlington neighborhood distributing homemade flyers, offering their free services to pick up groceries or medications or other things they might need. They live in a neighborhood with many seniors and other vulnerable residents. Keep up the good work, Jennifer. Friday, I read where about 100 McMaster Health Sciences students have volunteered to help healthcare workers. Everything from running errands, buying groceries, and babysitting for frontline healthcare workers. So far, 40 workers have responded positively, and the list of names is growing. Wellington Square's Friday night community dinner is being transformed to pick up meal bags on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday from 10 till 3. Donations of take-home meal containers, food prep gloves, disinfectant wipes, and cleaning supplies, along with the usual non-perishable food and baby items, are needed. For more information, go to Wellington Square United Church website, click Outreach, and then scroll down and click Friday Night Community. Wesley Urban Ministries in Hamilton is also transforming their meals to take-home meals for the needy. Who would have guessed there is so much kindness and goodness out there in our communities? I saved a special one I read yesterday for last. Blue Jays' Jamie Campbell has been using his time to call seniors and shut-ins who are missing baseball. After the games, people would come up to him and say their parents were big fans. Jamie is the announcer for the Blue Jays game. So he would ask, "Do you have a phone? Why don't we call them right now?" And he would. So while riding his bike Tuesday morning, he had an epiphany. I don't have anything to do right now. Many of his biggest fans are seniors, and this coronavirus thing is frightening, so why not give them a call? So he sent out a tweet. It's a scary time, but older people may feel particularly isolated and alone. If your parents, grandparents are hashtag Blue Jays fans, and you think their spirits would be raised by a phone call, send me a message with their name, phone number, and best time to call. He thought it best there'd be 50 to 75 responses. Any guess how many? Well, at last count, it was 1,000 and climbing. Has he given up? No. But he realizes it will take a while to get through the list at 15 to 20 minutes a call. But he's starting at the top and working his way down. Isn't that just absolutely amazing? I don't know if you're old enough to remember an old Bell commercial, reach out and touch someone. Well, now is most certainly the time to take that message to heart. So please think of people you know, especially those who may not have many people checking up on them. Pick up the phone and give them a call. Opening line, hi Morley, it's Alan here. Just thought I'd call to see how you're doing. Then let them talk. Another line, pretty strange, isn't it? And then listen some more. I think I will close with verse 16 of our passage from Hebrews today. Do not forget to do good and to help one another, because these are the sacrifices that please God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, is an anxious time in the face of uncertainty caused by the coronavirus. Thank you for all the healthcare workers treating patients, scientists working tirelessly to find a cure, and neighbors finding creative ways to stay safe and still help and encourage neighbors, those they knew before and those they didn't. Singing out balcony windows in Italy, offering to pick up groceries and medications for seniors on their block, making phone calls to baseball fans. Wow, God, you work in strange and mysterious ways. Help us to remember to wash our hands often, limit how often we go out, and only buy what we need for a week or two at the most, that the shelves may have things on for others. And as we look out the window today and see the sunshine and birds, help us to remember your love for us never ends, and that this too will pass. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. After the message, we usually have the offering. And this is just a reminder, there's a number of ways you can continue to support Appley United Church financially. The website has a donate now on the top right-hand corner. You need a credit card handy. You can email in or drop off your regular envelopes at the church. Please do not send cash in the mail and keep your gloves on when you enter the church. And Dave McKenzie, our treasurer, can sign you up for PAR, automatic withdrawal systems from your bank that many of us use to pay heat, hydro, telephone, bills, and more. God bless. I hope you enjoyed my poem I sent to you on Friday. And if you haven't already signed up to my weekly email, go to the Appleby Church website and look for the yellow angel and the words Reverend Allen's latest weekly e-message, and you can read both my poem and my weekly messages. And I hugely want to thank Jill Attic for making all these changes to the website and making it as easy as possible for us to connect in this time and also to gather for worship in this time as well. God bless. Bye now.